Holiday Survival Guide for Staying Sober. Plan your calendar. The holidays might feel like a minefield when you're trying to get better. During the holidays, with all the parties, drinking, and pressure to be on for family, people who mean well can bring up old habits. But it's not just possible to stay sober this time of year. If you have the right mindset and follow a few simple tips, you can protect your recovery, feel better, and maybe even rediscover activities you enjoy. First, lay out your calendar. Know where the high-risk events will be, such office parties, family meals, and get-togethers with friends. Then, before the event, select which ones you will miss, which ones you will go to, and how long you will stay. It's not about denying yourself anything. It's about being in charge. Make a plan for how to get out when you do go in. Go in only when you feel strong enough. That way, you won't be stuck if things grow too triggering. Plan your own drinks. Plan your own drinks. If you're going to a party, bring some mocktails, sparkling water, or your favorite drink that doesn't have alcohol in it. That gives you something to hold, drink, and play with that won't hurt you. Just tell them, "I'm not drinking tonight," if they pressure you. You can utilize this sentence, which is basic and honest. No need to explain. Prepare your support system. Prepare your support system ahead of time. Let your sponsor, therapist, or close friends know what you plan to do for Christmas and ask them to check in on you. Find sober friends or people you can trust to help you get out. They don't have to stay with you all night, but knowing that you can text someone when you want to leave gives you freedom. If you can, go to events with someone who gets it. Maintain your routines. Routines are still a good way to protect yourself. Don't let the holidays get in the way of your recuperation. Keep doing the little things every day that help you stay grounded, including morning meetings, journaling, meditating, working out, or anything else that has helped you stay focused. Even when things feel out of control, getting back to your normal routine every day provides you an opportunity to start over. Set realistic expectations. Make sure your goals are realistic. Holidays don't have to be perfect. They nearly never are. Get ready for family troubles, unresolved tension, or even disappointment to happen again. That's okay. You don't have to act like everything is okay or meet everyone's expectations. Pick the occasions you want to be a part of, and don't feel like you have to share your happiness with others. Create sober traditions. Make sober traditions that you look forward to. You don't have to lose out on all the fun just because you aren't drinking. Plan a warm morning walk, a toast with hot cocoa, a night of board games, or a phone call with a trusted friend in the middle of the night. You can also contribute your time, volunteer, or do anything else that shows how important recovery is to you. These traditions help you feel connected without putting your sobriety at jeopardy. Identify triggers. Know what makes you angry. People, places, and conversations that used to make you want to drink could make you feel uneasy now. Plan ahead of time how you will handle particular family members or themes that make things tense. You can give yourself a mental safety net by saying things like, "No thanks. I'd rather not talk about that," or "I'm good for now." Use coping tools. Every day, use the things that help you deal with stress. Use your toolbox when things get hard or you think you might lose control. You could call your sponsor, take 5 deep breaths, go outside for some fresh air, listen to a guided meditation, write in your journal, or conduct a grounding exercise like noting 5 things you see. These practices may appear simple, yet they are quite good at breaking bad habits. Prioritize self-care. Take some time to relax and look after yourself. People typically expect too much energy from them over the holidays. Take breaks, please. Radical permission means giving yourself permission to rest when you need to, eat healthy foods, and turn down things that make you tired. It's not selfish to take care of yourself. It's an important element of remaining sober. Watch for warning signs. Pay attention to signs that you might fall back into old habits. People often relapse because they are weary, feel alone, are angry, or feel pressure from within to fit in. Don't ignore these feelings if they come up. Take the initiative and get in touch. Talk to your therapist, call someone, or join a recovery group. The first step in stopping a relapse is to notice the warning signs early. Celebrate wins. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. It's crucial to stay sober, have challenging conversations without giving in, and choose recovery over drinking every day. Give yourself credit for what you accomplished, whether it's a thank you note, a small gift, or just a letter that says, "I did that." Seek professional support. If the holidays seem very dangerous or stressful, don't try to deal with them on your own. During the holidays, get in touch with a treatment center that knows how to help individuals stay sober and get better. Deluxe Treatment Center is here to help you with caring support, continuous treatment, and strategies that work in real life, not just in stories of perfect recovery. You should stay on this route, especially now.